Tim, congratulations to your staff, your team, everybody involved. Huge win yesterday.
Thank you, Johnny. Yeah, it was a big win. Anytime you can win your first game here in Omaha, it's very helpful as you start to move forward. We've been fortunate in the years past of doing those things. So it was a big, big win against a very good team.
Well, it's just like, you know, we saw the stat where now there are exceptions, just like last year with Oregon State. You don't necessarily have to win your very first game to advance and win a College World Series title, but it certainly helps. At 34, the previous 38 all won their very first game. So everything started off nicely for you, Mississippi State, Michigan, and Florida State. And a perfect example, I mean, here's a team that we thought could do some damage, an Arkansas team that certainly was came up just short last year as far as the College World Series, finishing as the runner-up. Their season has now come to an end as they lost to Texas Tech earlier today in the elimination game.
Yeah, it's just tough. It's a tough deal. I mean, I thought Dave did a great job with that team, getting them back there again after losing some very good players. But you get to this point right here, there's eight teams that are very, very good, and there's very little tiny separation between them all. So, you know, someone's going to have to leave, and that's difficult.
Let's first talk about the pitching performance from Drake Fellows. You know, you can't really ask for anything more out of your starter in the very first game in the College World Series.
No, it was outstanding. It was a really good job. I mean, he attacked the zone and he was throwing a lot of strikes. The one thing about Drake is if there's a challenge in front of him, he's usually right for the challenge. He's going to punch back. And he's done that for 2 years, and that's the consistency. I say 3 years, really, but in the last 2 years where we've put him as a Friday starter, he certainly has been that kid that has been very consistent in everything he did. But yesterday was very good. He weathered a storm in the sixth, bases loaded, one out, made some really good pitches to the top of their order, got out of that inning. I thought once we got out of that inning right there, it kind of gave us a little bit of breathing room, and Julian's double, and then Marty's second home run certainly was the difference in the ball game. But in order to beat Louisville, we had to contain him, and Drake did.
And that's one of the things. You know, Drake Fellows gets off to the nice start in the top of the first, and then here's Austin Martin leading off for Vanderbilt in the bottom of the first, home run, the first of two home runs from Austin Martin yesterday. Already four in his last seven at-bats, something a very, very strong stat there from Austin Martin. But the first one certainly allows you to relax and do your thing. But then, you know, Louisville responded later in the game in the top of the fifth and make it a 1-1 game. And so that's why watching Drake Fellows yesterday, as you pointed out, getting out of the sixth, but just his entire effort and his approach, especially, I don't know if he even talked to you about what happened against Duke or not, but that was like way back in the future as far as the way he pitched yesterday.
Well, I mean, I think the way this game is, you have to let experiences go. I mean, you can take what you've learned, but you got to let things go so quickly here, win or lose in baseball. And if you don't, then you'll just be hanging on the last event. And, you know, whether it's Drake's situation or Kumar's no-hitter, all those things you have to release quick. You just move on, and he did. He knew that this was a challenge that he wanted, and, you know, we show him a lot of faith and loyalty by pitching him as we have all along, but the kid deserves it. I mean, he's put himself in a situation to help Vanderbilt, but, he's built for situations like that. He was able to get himself very centered in order to compete yesterday.
What did you tell your team yesterday after the win?
Just glad to get that one over with because it's the toughest one they'll play. There'll be a lot of drama in some of these other games, and they'll be very tough opponents, but at the same time, that's the toughest one to play to manage adrenaline and emotions because it's so different. And, we're all back home. We've seen it. We've watched TV before. We've watched these guys on TV, and we watch it for amusement and entertainment, but at the same time, when you're playing, it's a completely different feeling. It's very difficult to play, and there's an adrenaline rush that occurs to these kids where, you know, it's just different to feel your breathing, to feel yourself on the ground. It's completely different. So I liked how we managed the baseball. We took care of the baseball. We didn't give them any free bases, and, if you're going to beat Louisville, you have to do it because they've got a chance to beat you with their bats. You have to contain them.
And you look at Mississippi State last night. Here's a team that is used to coming back, coming from behind to win games. Almost 30 come-from-behind wins this year. They've got the most in all of college baseball. And you have the Auburn situation, playing with emotions, you know, playing in so many ways in honor of their late voice of the Auburn Tigers and Rod Bramlett. And they looked in really good shape, going the bottom of the ninth, up 4-1. But that's where you still have to play really solid baseball, take care of the baseball, and in the end, Mississippi State finds a way to score 4 runs, and it's Mississippi State, your next opponent instead of the Auburn Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, that's how Mississippi State's reacted to situations. I mean, you know, once you get into that environment, you forget the storylines. I mean, the storyline is that 9-inch in circumference little thing that you've got to pay attention to.
Right.
And if you can dominate it as a pitcher, then you'll throw strikes. If you can get to the middle of it as a hitter, then you got a chance to do some damage. If you can contain it as a fielder, then you got a chance to throw out the runner. So, I mean, it's all about the baseball. And if your focus is on that, then that's really all that it comes down to.
You know, we go, you know, your shortest path as far as the College World Series, making it to the College World Series finals, is 3 games. But you, to get there, you got to win the first one. And obviously, to get to the third one, you got to take care of business in game 2. And it's crucial because if you lose either one of those, your journey to next week is going to be 5 games. And I think that's where the pitching comes into play. And it certainly, it makes, I mean, it's not that you can't make it there, but it certainly makes it an easier path if you can get through these first 2 obstacles.
Yeah, I mean, the second game is just as important as the first, and third is just as important as the second. I mean, I think it's just being able to get into this environment tomorrow and just settle in and play better baseball. That's all there is to it. And as I told the guys, we won last week. That's all we had to take care of. We just win that week. And it was 1 game, but we needed to win that week in order to have a favorable situation moving forward. And be the same this week. Want to win this week. That's really all we want to do. But it all's contained in one experience and 1 game, and that's with Mississippi State. So once we get to that moment tomorrow, we look forward to it, look forward to playing again, and look forward to playing well.
What message do you send to a pitcher making his first start after throwing a no-hitter the previous start? And especially when you think about the stage that was on, important game in the Super Regional. I don't know what advice you give somebody like that except just keep, you know, stay grounded and just do your thing, and it's just another game.
Well, same message I've been sending him all year. I haven't treated him any differently than anyone else and won't. And you know, I think for him, it was moving on immediately after it was done. I mean, there was some celebration to it because it was such a big game for Vanderbilt just to move forward. But when he got into Sunday and once he got into batting practice, he was all contained in what we're doing right then. Now he serves a role of taking the pitcher's chart and watching what's going on and helping his team win. And that's gone. The only people who bring that up are outside people. We don't touch it. We don't talk about it. Not that we're scared of it, but it doesn't hold any water anymore. It's done. It did what it did. It served us well, but there's nothing you can do. You can't bring it forward. So we just want his emotions to be contained, and we want him to pitch the best of his ability.
How much does it help, because this will only be the second time you have seen Mississippi State this year, and the first go-around was in the SEC tournament, and that was one of those games from one end to the other. You win that one 1-0, and then, of course, you win the championship, the high-scoring 11-10 game. But that past experience, you know, we talk about how past experiences can certainly help you moving forward. And in this case, besides the importance knowing it's a College World Series game, I think both teams quite aware of the fact that this is going to be a nice showdown based on what has happened previously between these two teams.
Yeah, we know who they are. We've had a lot of time with them, but we haven't played them yet. We haven't played them in this environment. We played them in the SEC tournament, but we haven't played them yet here. And really, that's all that matters. We know who they are. We know what they look like. They know what we look like. But again, it's just about being able to play better baseball than them. And they're a very good team. They pitch very well. Peyton Plumlee's very good. That's who we're going to face. And we've got to stop their offense, too. So Just a different scenario once you get here.
Do you ever use, every coach is different, but in a case of your squad, they know what Mississippi State meant to last year's team. Mississippi State was a team standing in the way of Vanderbilt making it to the College World Series in 2018. Does that come into play at all with your team?
No, because if we had beaten them last year, I wouldn't use it this year. So if we lose to them, I'm not going to use it this year. I just that's so past. You know, it's like whatever happened in the past happens. But in saying that, there's probably some bottled up emotions that the kids have, but I'm not going to feed on that. I don't think we need to feed on that. If we do, then I'm using other things to motivate them, and all I want to motivate them on is consistency of habits and their thinking. And if we can do that, then we're going to get the similar results. And that's all I want them to do is just contain themselves.
How has Omaha been different so far for you this go around with, you know, comparing it to the previous three times for you personally?
It's about the same. It's just busy. It's just a busy time. And, you know, in between, I told the kids before they got here, I said, your safe haven is going to be your room. I said, you're going to want to be in your room as much as possible. And the reason I say that is because when they leave it, they can see that it's busy for them. I mean, there's a lot of autograph seekers, and there's a lot of people that speak to them, and I think that's great. And they want to do that, and they want to enjoy that. But at the same time, they need to get off their feet, and they need to rest, because that's going to allow them to play well. And so I just try to guard them as much as I possibly can, and put them in situations where they can funnel in on what they need to do. But it's just been busy. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. You wouldn't trade it for the world. Just to be here and to be playing baseball in the latter June, this is just a tremendous experience. But you do have to organize yourself, because if you don't, you could lose track of time real quick, and you could lose track of focus, and that's not something we want to do. We want to stay consistent.
What's the big key for you from your standpoint tomorrow for your squad?
More of the same. I think, you know, when you're playing Louisville or Mississippi State, it's about not giving them anything that they don't earn. If they hit the ball like Louisville did in the sixth inning three times in a row, then, you know, you basically have to tip your hat to them. But outside of that, if you just keep them from doing things or giving them things that they don't deserve, then you're going to have a chance to contain them, and you're going to have a chance to beat them. But that's what we have to do. We have to really contain them and not give them anything. So we're going to have to pitch well, and we're certainly going to have to get that timely hit, because we got a lot of people on base first four innings. We just couldn't get the timely hit, and that's what made the game close. But, you know, we just try to play better than what we did yesterday.
Well, I'm going to say it right now before I let you go. I hope that we don't talk again until next Thursday. So let's just, I'll just leave it at that. Let it